barriers or challenges did you encounter when trying to change your practice?
Well, I suppose the major issue is habit. If it's not something you commonly do, then you don't tend to use that intervention routinely, and so therefore you get use the habits of your current practice versus those of the new intervention. And secondly, I think I suppose the attitudinal barriers in relationship to whether the intervention, we think that the specific intervention is of benefit over and above what we're currently doing. And so we have a number of strategies we use at our hospital which I suppose we have a belief, but we don't have evidence that suggests that our outcomes are probably as good, if not better, than those achieved in the treadmill studies. But it may be possible that with the addition of treadmill training, our outcomes might even be better. But that then may mean that people get less intervention than the other strategies that we're currently using. So it's a bit of a balance between the time that will take to put people on the treadmill with weight support versus the other interventions, which we are more easy with using. And the other barrier is just that we're all busy and time is not always able to be able to conduct all of the or to do all of the interventions that a person requires.
And did your staff all know what the interventions involved? Did you have enough knowledge of the specifically what to do?
We had in services in terms of the interventions and how to conduct them. There's been two in-services, in fact, well, over the years there's many more than that, but recently two in-services, specifically targeting treadmill and sitting mounts.
Yeah. And I think one of the studies you may have had staff involved in one of the randomised trials of
treadmill training had specific staff involvement in that study, so it was interesting to hear their perspective on involving patients in the study.
Yeah, that certainly helps if you know what to do, because in many trials people just don't get enough detail in the published method section. Okay, thank you.